an edition of Weekend Monday Morning Headlines. Keeping you up to date, because that's what we do.
Extra, read all about it.
Such as the headline that finally, Farmer's Almanac. Ah, the great time-honored tradition of the Farmer's Almanac gives us its weather prediction of 2025 spring. Yes.
Is it going to be awesome?
Thanks to the solar cycle, which they say the Farmer's Almanac set to reach its 11-year peak this summer, U.S. expected to see a higher-than-average temperature throughout April into May, and that doesn't bode well for summer after that. And they say, when it comes to the rain, mostly out to the west or east, and in the Rockies, and in the south, potential for damaging winds, hail, and tornadoes. Mm. So basically like every other year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Going to be fun.
And it's official now. This is, for those that rank them, mainly the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. They are saying this is the worst allergy season that we have had already on record. In at least 22 years, they say it so far looks to be the eighth worst ever on however metric they choose to say the allergies are bad. And this is one of the earliest starts to it, because it normally doesn't start until here in about a week or so in April. But already for a couple of weeks in March, we've been going strong.
Well, yeah, I mean, and, you know, to be fair, we did have our spring break in the middle of winter. So why wouldn't everything else just start early?
And I got sick to begin the year. So let's just
keep going right there. Breaking news.
Breaking news indeed.
Now, this is going to surprise you, but the Trump administration is doing something a bit controversial with one of our favorite characters. This would be the Easter Bunny. The annual Easter egg roll on the White House lawn has been around since 1878, and it may be going corporate this year. You, too, can buy a sponsorship for the event that will set you back anywhere from $75,000 to $200,000. It comes with a logo and branding opportunities as well. Now, shocking, this is coming under fire by both sides of the aisle.
Really?
A lot of people aren't happy. The American Egg Board apparently usually donates tens of thousands of eggs to all this. And who is actually going to this if all they give us hard-boiled eggs? What's up with the chocolate?
Well, you know, if we could just get lower egg prices... As promised, they wouldn't have to advertise,
see,
okay?
Right?
Mega.
All right.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. When it comes to vacations, state by state, America's dream vacations were revealed as far as destinations on where each state's residents most want to go. Google searches, all that stuff like that. Big getters throughout the country were the Caribbean, Greece, Japan. For some reason, people in Nebraska want to go to North Dakota. That was number one.
They know how to party.
Yes. 10 states picked Florida. 4 more picked Hawaii.
Aloha.
2 more picked up Vegas. Canada didn't get any love of any state wanting to go. But Mexico did. People in Illinois want to go to Mexico City. And so do Texans. That
Mexico
came in number
City.
One.
It shrinks 2 inches a year.
We're going to be great. Now, they say, though, by the year 2030, a company named Kayak says that vacations could become virtual vacations. Virtual vacations may become a thing. So, do you still end up in the virtual ER after the vacation
there? Well, I don't know. We've got
breaking news!
So Trisha Yearwood doing big things today. She's going to Tinseltown and getting her very own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Her buddies Reba McEntire and Carly Pierce will speak at the festivities. The producer says her remarkable talent has touched the hearts of millions around the world. Trisha says she cannot believe this is real life. She'll be here in Grand Prairie on May 2nd, and our buddy Cody Allen will be introducing Mrs. Brooks. One more time, Cody.
Cody. He'll make Dingo do it.
Breaking news!
Elon Musk had a fun weekend. It was a mixed bag. He hung out with President Trump this past Saturday at the Division I NCAA Men's Wrestling Championship. They attended that in Philadelphia. That was Saturday. That was coming off the news on Thursday that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is recalling or suggesting all Cybertrucks on the road.
Oh.
Yep. Eighth recall of the Cybertruck. About 50,000 Cybertrucks warned that an exterior panel that runs along the left and right side of the windshield could detach while driving.
That's not...
They said creating a dangerous road hazard.
That's not where that goes.
And then Tesla accounting has raised some flags as a internal account by their accounting department of Tesla. Report shows that $1.4 billion is missing.
Uh-oh.
If only there was a, it was like an efficiency group that could go through and find lost money.
I'm gonna write that in. Supervisor. Sure.
Okay.
Excuse me.
All right. And then finally, speaking of getting doged, the Small Business Administration will be planning to cut its staff by 43%. This will downsize the Small Business Administration, although it will make its name longer as it downsizes to the Smaller Business Administration there.
See, that's how that works.
Breaking news!